author of that. So go to GoYard2014.org and look at the brand new website. Plus, it has a link to all of our shows over the past 4 years. Megan, we got to thank you very much for that. And oh, I'll get back and ask you about that in just a minute. We got to do our station ID, but we do greatly appreciate all your hard work on that. So y'all go to GoYard2014.org, check out our new website. Forgot to mention this morning, but it's great. All right, welcome back. We have to do that at the top of the hour. And so, Megan, you want to mention that, GoYard, because it's cool what you've done. I love the new graphics, Nan. Maya, James, you guys got to check it out. It's just beautiful, the new website. Go ahead, Meg.
You got to go check out GoYard2014.org because we were able to roll the old website into some new graphics, and it's really sharp. It's really modern, and you know, don't just go check out the website, but also click on the link on the front page that has the past radio broadcast, because that will take you back to every show that her and Dr. Angel have done live. And there's also some other things on there, a little bit of information about the show. And then there's also information on there, a little bit more about Mama Mac, as she is on the show. And then also some information about Dr. Angel, who we absolutely love and adore. But the show, it's an interactive show that is a life coaching show. It's really a good show because Dr. Angel and Pastor really hit on some things that we deal with on a day-to-day basis in our life, and they give us excellent advice on how to handle things, and you just need to tune in. And it's actually an interactive show. You can text in, call in, make comments, and that makes it fun, too.
And the phone number to call in and to text are on our website, so you can make note of those. So that's every Thursday night at 6:06 p.m., and we love doing that life coaching show. So we are grateful to be on the air now in our 12th year. Celebrated our 600th show a few weeks back. What a joy. Betty, you and Megan have been on with us for many, many years now as part of the radio team. Is it a joy to you to be here with us, or are we just wasting your time, Betty?
That's a good lead-in question.
It is? Okay.
It is. Very good, Pat.
Give us a good answer, then.
Today.
I know.
Yes.
I know.
You know, one of the things that I think when I was in Indiana is I felt like before that I really didn't have a ministry there. And for a long time, you kind of, you know, when you're used to being active in the church and you're used to being able to, you know, I was with children and ministry and so forth, is that once I got onto the, once I found you after so many odd years, is that when one of my bucket list things was to be on the radio, not TV, radio. And
it's interesting. I didn't know
voiceover.
That.
Oh, it was. It was just, I mean, I've always wanted to be a voiceover for cartoons and, you know, for children's ministry. And I had an opportunity. The pastor said, well, what did you ever think about being on the radio? Well, I was down in Florida, and my first opportunity to be on the radio was I was live.
Yeah.
And I was petrified. But, you know, once the Holy Spirit took over and I found my ministry is the
right.
Radio ministry.
Yes.
At least, you know, and how many people that we can reach through this radio ministry.
Amen. Amen.
Is phenomenal. God has given us an avenue to be able to minister. And if you want to be a part of the radio team, give Pastor your name and be a part of something that is growing and that is reaching people for Christ. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Well, we appreciate you and Megan because you're faithful and we love the team. So for all of you that maybe are new to the ministry of Beacon of Hope, go to our website, which is www.bohmglobal.com. BOHMglobal.com stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. You can learn a lot about what we do. Sometimes people ask, well, how can they give financially? You can give financially by going to our homepage, bohmglobal.com. At the bottom, it'll say donations. Open that and a link to PayPal. will allow you to give securely if you, that's what you want to do. Any money that comes in from that goes straight to these shows. So that's what it's for. So anyway, let's go right into another song. God of the City. Love this song. Megan, I don't know if you were the one that introduced me to the song, but it's been a while back that we first started using this song. But do you want to comment on it, Megan, before we play it?
Yeah, it's just a song that just lifts your spirits, because he is a God of this city, and he is a God of every city, and he's a God, most importantly, of your life. So I just absolutely love this song.
I do, too. Here we go. Don't go anywhere. More wonderful chats and teaching to follow in the book of Acts, chapter 10. What a great song. Greater things. God is doing great and mighty things among us. Peter listened to what God was saying to him through that vision. And we see that right at that same time, we got a comment on God's amazing timing, don't we, Betty and Megan? Because here he is having this vision, and there's suddenly a knock on the door. Is this just how God does things or what? Betty? Megan, go ahead.
Sorry, Mom. It sure is, Pastor, because it's those moments when you're sitting there thinking, and then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Didn't he just say that to me? And then all of a sudden, there it is. And it's just like him, because for me, it's like he gives me these little, in fact, I have visions. He gives me these little visions, and I'm like, what, Lord? And then all of a sudden, like maybe a few hours or a few minutes goes by, and then you see it, and you're like,
exactly.
Okay, wow, yes. You just totally blew my human mind.
Right. Woo. Why does he do that, Megan? I mean, he does that all the time. He loves to just change our whole lives. And that's what he did with Peter right here. And right before the knock on the door, God says to him, three men are knocking at the door looking for you. I mean, I guess it was happening right then. Get down there and go with them. Don't ask any questions. I sent them to get you. Whoa. Cool. Betty, talk to us about that. God's opportune moment, his Kairos moment.
Yeah, it's those sudden moments that what Megan said is that totally blows your mind. And I know in my own life, just here recently, went through a move, and I was in a dilemma of what to do with some things in my life and some things that I had become involved in, and it was rescue. And I had to make a decision. And I just said, God, I don't know what to do. And, I mean, that was one of those surrender moments that we
right.
talk about a lot
yes.
on the radio.
Yes, we do.
And I said, okay, God, I'm at a loss. I am at a standstill. I am at a dead end. You know, there's nowhere to go. There's no left or right. And Megan had made a comment, Mom, what if in this instant that one of your animals could be used for ministry? And I thought, well, you know, that's what I always wanted, is to be, you know, a part of a ministry where, you know, I could use myself or, you know, animals or whatever. 45 minutes. And now that maybe seems like a long time to some people, but in God's timing, it was perfect, because a lady had asked me, do you think that one of your animals would be a candidate to be a ministry for a nursing home?
Now, wait a minute. You got to add this. Can I interrupt?
Yeah, go ahead.
What? Can I interrupt how powerful this testimony is? Well, hold on. I'm going to interrupt her because I'm her daughter and I'm rude.
Okay, go ahead. You go right ahead, girl.
This dog, okay, was the last one left that we had been praying so hard and so hard believing for a miracle to come through for him, because he was the last one to find a home. And we were coming to the point where we're like, Lord, what's going on here? What are we going to do? So that I had to throw that in there, because he was the last animal to find a home. Go,
he
Mom.
Was the last one, but he was the minister.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know, and what was really awesome about this, and I know it, again, it's accepting God's assignment
right.
for our life and yep. for things that are important
right.
in our life. And so it wasn't, because I'd rescued many animals in my time there in Indiana.
You sure did.
But I had four. Sorry, guys, this still hits me hard.
It's hard.
Is to rehome. I've never had to rehome an animal. And not one dog, but three of my four dogs are in ministry.
Oh,
ministry.
Wow.
One is ministering. Moose is ministering to a child.
Okay.
And his mom.
All right.
PJ. His name is Jacob. Jacob is ministering to a man who developed his second round of cancer. He's his therapy dog.
Oh, wow.
Samson is ministering in a nursing home.
Cool.
And he has changed the lives of a couple of people.
Wow.
There who had given up. And I know this sounds
impossible.
No,
but you know
it
what?
Doesn't.
There is nothing impossible with Jesus. There is nothing impossible. All things are possible through Jesus Christ.
Right.
But he's changed the lives of two people who felt like that people had given up on them because they have no one to come and talk to them, no one to have dinner with, no one visits them.
Right.
But Samson has made a difference in their life for this man who stayed in his room constantly. He has brought him out into the hallway to play ball. And
praise
I know,
God.
Folks, that you think that this may be contrite or it may be stupid.
No, not at all. It's very practical.
God uses whatever
he can
to minister to people. And that's why it's so important when we're talking about accepting. Accept the things that God has given
Amen,
you.
Amen, Betty.
He's given you a purpose.
Yes.
Don't think that he hasn't. Because
right.
we were told again today that God has a purpose for everything.
Amen.
So for you folks sitting there in the
studio
radio station,
mm-hmm.
the studio, God has a ministry
yes.
for each and every one of them.
Exactly.
I know that Nan does. It's just we're going to have to stay in the waiting room for just a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And Jim and who's the young
James
lady?
And Maya. They are fiancés. Yes.
Yeah. The word of God for you is step out.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be afraid
mm-hmm.
and accept the things that God has for you. And he will do things that will, you know, you had a word of knowledge of the radio team before us.
Yeah.
That God's going to blow our mind.
Right. And exactly. Yes.
He's already started.
He already has.
But people, it's going to get much greater. And we have to accept. That's the accepting part.
Yes.
And the chain breaking is that don't let Satan tell you that you can't do it because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Thank you for saying that. And with all that said, even with your animals, Betty, and all the way things worked out for you guys to move to Michigan near Megan and Ben and the kids, with all that said, it's all about God's grace. And I love the way Graham Cook defines it. And he says, God's grace is God's empowering presence that allows us to rise above all that we are not to become all that he is. Let's say that one more time because I love that definition of grace. God's empowering presence in our lives that allows us to rise above all that we are not to become all that he is. And with that said, I know the two of you about have to go to church pretty soon, right?
20 Betty? Minutes or so.
Yeah, okay. Because there's a song I want to play for you both. Because I know that you've been through a rough time. And as Peter here was entrenched in his life there and what he thought his ministry was just to the Jews, God busted him out. I mean, he just absolutely broke down the walls of the norms, right? And for you, Betty, to give up those wonderful dogs and some of the horses and to do that as a ministry and as a sacrifice, that is pleasing to God that you sought the home that God wanted for those members of your family. And when we are not able to do things on our own is when we most need God's grace in our lives, his empowering presence that causes us to be able to rise above all that we are not to become all that we, that he is. And you see Peter here firmly entrenched as a Jew, yet not realizing that this huge event was going to happen. All he thought was going to happen was he was going to get lunch in a few minutes. And he falls into this vision or this open trance or open vision and sees that God wants to spread the gospel from the Jews to everyone, which goes right along with John 3:16 that we started the show with. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever, it doesn't say just the Jews, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The gospel on this day in Acts chapter 10 went from a gospel of being just to the Jews to one of accepting everybody All they needed to do was believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. It is God's grace in our lives. That's why we sing so often, Amazing Grace, right? How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. So Betty and Megan, for you today, because you are my dear friends, and it's not that often I have you on the same show, mother and daughter. But a few years back when you first came to Beacon of Hope, we were in the building in Almerton. You two, do you remember, Nan? You got up together and you sang this song. It is for you today. For both of you, whatever you're going through in your lives, we dedicate this song that you gave to us at Beacon. We give it back to you. Behind the line of grace.
God's children quietly lie in wait while the battle rages on. Rules of this war say that God will always shield his own. And though afraid, danger well in sight, sometimes we're just too tired to try. He tells us to be still and know and wait behind the line.
You two can sing.
All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see his face, but we're secure behind the line of grace. He will not withdraw his eyes from the righteous night or day. We may not always see him, but he knows the way we take. When we have no strength, no power to fight, and it seems like God is nowhere in sight, he steps in front of the enemy while we rest behind the line. All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see his face, but we're secure behind.
I can never, ever hear that song without thinking of you two. I'm going to come back to you both for final comments before you go to church. Nan's got something for you both. Nan?
God help me not to cry. I was almost crying while writing.
You can cry. We'll let you cry.
You'll let me cry. Megan and Betty, you're there. Look to me for all you need in prayer. Wait behind my line of grace. I will keep you in a godly place. You don't always know all things, but in the right time, answers I will bring. I am so proud of each one of you, always moving forward in what I say to do. I see where you each are right now. Please be reminded, I am your mighty tower. You're going to be okay, precious ones. It is all due to the sacrifice of my son. Betty, Megan, I love you guys very much. And every time I hear that song, I am reminded also of you guys presenting that song to us at church. And I just want to encourage you right now in the Lord. He's got everything in control. He knows what you need. He knows when you need it. You both are mighty warriors in the army of the Lord. You're mighty. I looked at both of you just as mighty warriors. He does have the answer for what you need. He will lead you and guide you in what you're to do. He is with you. He is upon you. He is with you. He is upon you. And he is going to bless many, many, many people because of what you ladies do. Thank you.
Wow. Megan?
Well, you know.
Thank you, Nan.
All I can say is thank you both. Because if anyone wants to agree with me in prayer that the Holy Spirit comes on me more so greater and more powerful than ever, because the job that I'm in, I basically feel like I have a door-to-door ministry. I deliver groceries for a superstore up here called Meijer. And without God's grace, I wouldn't be able to do the job, because without God's grace, I'm not who I really am, because God and the Holy Spirit and Jesus give me the strength emotionally to be able to deliver groceries to a stranger's home. I don't know these people from Adam, but I can tell you, I want an overflowing of the Holy Spirit so strong that when their door opens, that all they can do is smile.
Praise God.
Because I've seen so many lives enriched just by me walking in their door, just by people. And they text me back and tell me that don't stop doing what you're doing. I can feel your joy. I can feel your happiness. And I want it stronger. I crave it. So I feel like, and I now know it's coming. So
it is.
Thank you for playing that song. And thank you, Nan, for those words, because it's such a comfort.
And Megan, we agree with you right now in the name of Jesus that as you walk through doors of total strangers, that you are right where God wants you to be. And that there is no coincidence, and there is no just, oh, that was weird, or that just happened. God's got you on missions, specific missions.
Yes.
He's got the city, okay? And he wants to use you continually. Sometimes it'll just be a hug. Sometimes it'll be a smile. Sometimes it'll be a word of encouragement. Sometimes you'll actually pray over people. But God is saying to you, just relax with it, because he's opening the door. Just walk through it. You're going to be just fine. And you're going to report back with amazing stories of what God has done through you. Just as God uses Nan in those poems, as she calls them, so often.
Yes, our poems.
Our poemer, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like, you know, whatever, wherever you are in life, God wants to use you, dear ones. And Megan, you're a perfect example of that. Betty, you and Joe stepped out in faith, sold your farm, sold your animals, gave them away. All the things that God opened the doors for you to find a cash buyer before you were even listed. You didn't even list your property. God had the perfect people for your property, 34 acres, that farm, all of it. And here you are transplanted to Byron City, Michigan. Who ever heard of that? And you know what? This is where God wants you, I am sure. Betty, I speak the same thing over you. I speak that God is opening doors for you, that this is only the beginning, that song that you brought to Beacon so many years ago, Behind the Line of Grace, is living. You two are living that, mother and daughter, in your new place of ministry, your new place of impact to others. In Jesus' name, so be it. Betty, do you want to comment before you guys get out of here?
Well, I'm glad that you let Megan speak first, because there's no way I could have talked. Thank you, Nan, for that word. It's so reassuring to know that the things that we do are not in vain.
Amen.
That God has a purpose for us. And accepting him as my Lord and Savior in 1985 changed my life forever.
Yes.
And he's ever changing my life every day. I've made a commitment to do whatever he wants me to do through submission, through sacrifice, whatever it is. But a couple years ago, just call me Blubbering Betty.
Blubbering Betty?
He told me, Blubbering Betty, I'm worse than Dan.
I don't know.
I am. And as he told me, just I heard him just as clear as we're talking now, Betty, it's time to let it go. And I thought, well, now what does that mean, Lord? What are you trying to tell me? Well, he knew that if he told me exactly what it meant, that I would buck like a horse and say, no, I'm not doing it. But over time, he showed me visions of the needs of people.
Right.
The hearts of people.
Exactly.
And I started last week with just a prayer to our prayer warriors.
Yes, and it was wonderful. Thank
beginning.
You.
That's just the beginning, people,
yes.
of what God wants to do
yes.
in our lives.
Amen.
Who he's going to use and what he's going to do through us for his kingdom.
Amen.
And so, you know, people need the Lord. I mean, we play that song quite frequently. People need the Lord.
I was getting ready to play it next. I know you didn't know that, but it's right up on my list.
So, but that's what he wants all of us to
yes,
do.
Yes, yes.
There are so many people that are hurting. So many
right.
hearts are broken. So many lives that are in doubt. So many lives that need to be changed and chains broken.
Amen.
So don't give up.
Amen.
Keep trucking on, people.
Peter didn't
keep
give
on
up.
Keeping on.
Peter didn't give up.
He didn't
he
give
just,
up.
He nope. got he nope. got nope. more energized on. When he walked
Amen.
Into his new dimension. The same for
Amen.
You, mother and daughter. We declare more energy of the Holy Spirit, more fullness
well,
of the
Amen.
Holy Spirit over both of you. So I will let you get to church. James and Maya and Nan will take over for you. And we just thank you both for taking this time tonight. You are my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful friends. God bless you both and your families.
God bless all of you. We love you guys.
All right. Talk later.
All right.
Bye. I'm turning the three of you on right now. You're all on live. You know, James, it just seems to me with a story like this, with Peter having to get out of his comfort zone, you know, and go and do what God said. In fact, he had to go, you know, 35 miles down to Caesarea, and he had to walk into a room full of Gentiles, not Jews, and he had to preach the gospel and tell them about Jesus and lead them all into salvation. And who would have thought the day before when he was just waiting on lunch on his roof that that's where he'd be the next day?
I tell you what, that's an inspiration.
Isn't it?
And what was the lady's name that were just on?
I'm Betty sorry. And Megan,
Betty
mother
and
daughter.
Megan. I tell you what, I'm a young Christian. I'm starting my path, and not only the Bible, you know, those are words. I get
right.
to read them.
Right.
You know, and I know they're true.
Yeah.
But then you hear testimonies from
like that.
Like
yeah.
that.
Right.
And it inspires me.
Woo!
Because I know where God I kinda have a vision of where God's taken me.
Right.
And he kinda gave it to me this morning in church.
Okay.
And he hasn't told me to step out yet.
Yeah.
But when I hear stuff like this, when
yeah.
I read the word,
yes, yes.
when I read what Peter did, what
right.
he, that vision that come to him
yes.
and says, you know, that, don't worry about the food. I have more
yeah.
things for you to do.
Yeah.
That gives me faith.
Doesn't it? It does, and it motivates
yes, it
us to realize that God's got a plan, and there's a plan for why we're even, y'all three in there, are
yes,
even
ma'am.
Here today. You weren't on the schedule, mm-hmm. and you're all three here. Nan talked to us because you were there when Betty and Megan sang that song. You were there when all heaven came down in that service on Almerton so long ago. And here we are many years later, and we are seeing change in all of our lives. We're not the same people we were 8 years ago, you know? We're different, and we are moving into fresh new season in God, like Peter did right here with Cornelius. Fresh new season in God. Talk to us.
Well, Yeah, I was in that service, and I certainly remember that very well. It was such an awesome service. And you just said that, you know, that we're, you know, 7 years ago, we're moving into new territory and things are happening. You know, I can look back over to years in Beacon, and I can see the growth that God has done in it and how he's moved in people's lives and how lives have been changed. And Beacon is truly a beacon to anyone who needs such, and everyone needs such. We all need that in our lives, and we right. just have the fantastic church.
Well, praise God for that.
Praise God for that.
And God's moving us out of our four walls, out going outside our walls to reach people where they are, just as they are, with God's love. That's what we're all about. Maya, talk to us. You're on.
Oh, okay. Wanted to make sure I was on.
You are.
But isn't that's the whole purpose, is that we want to reach out into the world. We want to be light holders of Jesus' light and make sure that our light is shining bright. As soon as God tells us, okay, this is your path, go and reach it.
Yes.
Go and do it. You know, season the earth with your salt.
Yes.
You know, shine,
yes.
shine
yes.
your light. Make sure that your light is shining bright. And as soon as you start to feel it darken, let it shine bright. Last night, as you guys heard, I was at the Mandisa concert, and the whole theme of the concert was coming out of the darkness, because she had struggled through depression. Everybody, all her headliners had struggled through depression and anxiety. There was a certain time where at the end of the concert, they called it girl chat. And all of the headliners sat up there and they had everybody like talk about questions and stuff. And they each stood up and they said, okay, now everybody in the audience, we're going to talk about how we're each going to name one insecurity. If you struggle with that insecurity, we want you guys to stand up with us. So the first person stood up and said, well, I struggle with not being worthy enough. And so I didn't stand up until the end because I wanted to hear what each person was saying. And I'm listening and I'm like, okay, the first one said, I'm not worthy enough. Okay, I struggle with that. The second person said, wait, okay, well, I struggle with that. The third person said, well, I feel like I'm too young, so I can't make a big, bold statement. Okay, well, I'm only 31 years old. I'm kind of young, especially yeah. in the ministry. Well, I struggle with that, too. The next person said, I'm either too much or I'm not enough. Okay, well, I struggle with that, too. I'm either, I come off as being too much. My light is either too much or it's not enough. Struggle with that. The next person said, she's always feeling like she's going to fail. Okay, I struggle with that, too. The next person said that her voice isn't, she's just a voice. Okay, I got that problem too. Another person said, I forgot, but it was like, I struggled with everything.
So you were being hit 1,000%.
Oh, it smacked right in the nose.
Oh boy, yeah.
Right in the nose. But at the end, you know, each person went down and said, okay, but man looks at your outer
That's
appearance.
Right.
So it doesn't matter, because if it was up to man, we'd all be just on the floor.
Right.
But God always looks at our heart, no matter what. Like we were saying in the beginning of the
Cornelius.
Segment.
Yeah.
Right. God looks at our heart.
Yes,
so it
he
doesn't
does.
Even matter what man looks at. Like I was telling James this morning on the way to church, if I was so worried about what man looked like, I'd still be at my mom's house praying, please, Lord, when are you going to send me my future husband? Please, Lord, when are you going to send me to start my life in my career or in my path, instead of finally starting my chapter in life,
right.
finally saying, thank you, Lord,
yes.
for letting me
Amen.
Start my chapter. Thank you, Lord, for letting me reach my dreams. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me so much and letting it finally be me.
What you're saying is God does it
yes.
through us, that in our own selves, we are inadequate, but yet in so many ways. But you know what? That's great.
Exactly. The more that we pursue
That's
God
right.
and reach for him
right.
and keep our eyes up and on him,
right.
the more he is going to bless us.
And it's in those times of weakness that we begin to realize that without him, we can't do anything.
Exactly.
Old song, we used to sing it at my church in Indiana where Betty and Megan attended. Old song, without him I can do nothing, without him I'll surely fail, without him I would be drifting like a ship without a sail.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very old song. But the next line is, but with him I can do all things, and with him I'll never fail,
mm-hmm.
and with him I'll never be like a ship without a sale.
Exactly.
And so, you know, it's all about what we step out and say, okay, I need your grace, God. And Peter, he's taken to a new place, and he's now ministering to Gentiles, and God's saying, they're part of your family too. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right. Mandisa, and it was huge. Sings a song. Sorry, Mandisa sings a song that goes with this shirt. The lines are, we all bleed the same.
Yes.
We're more beautiful when we come together.
Yes.
And it's probably one of the most beautiful songs. And she made it when we were going through all the hurricanes and going through all, you know, people were killing each other. People were hating on each other. And it became, well, all of her songs are my favorite because she's my favorite. But it became my favorite song. It is true.
Right.
We, if you cut us open, we all bleed the same. When
right.
we come together, we are probably the most beautiful that we ever can be.
But
because we are all
the
same.
That's the theme of this whole show today and of our service this morning. In Acts chapter 10, where the Jews and Gentiles have, God has said, I want you together as one family.
Right.
I don't want you to be segregated over here by you don't look the same, or you don't act the same, or your skin color is different, or you got this or you got that, or whatever the case may be. There are too many people around this country and around the world who preach division from churches, where people are being divided from each other because they are different in some way. And God, the Holy Spirit, is saying today, just like in Acts 10, Jesus went about, Acts 10:38, and Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, it says in Acts 10:38, went about teaching, okay, and healing everyone affected by the devil, for God was with him. Okay, so when it comes to our future and where we are, we have a future going to heaven, but people need to hear about Jesus. And Betty had no clue I was going to play that song, People Need the Lord. It just hit me today. People need the Lord. What are we without God? We are human beings that can list all of our inadequacies. We are people that are fearful. We are people that are full of anxiety. We are people that are panic-stricken. We are people that worry about where the next meal's coming from. We are people of the moment. But when we are with God and He is with us and we have accepted His role in our lives and His plan for our lives, we become supernatural mighty warriors. That's who we become, Nan. Talk to us. Woo!
We become mighty warriors. I'm reminded several years ago how the Lord dealt with me up on the soldier aspect of things. Remember?
Being a soldier.
And He kind of directed me to have a specific dog tag made.
Oh, that's right.
And I would wear the dog tags. And
I have your dog tag on my key ring.
Do you have that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how cool is that? Now share it with Pastor. We're all soldiers and the army
right.
of the Lord.
Yes.
And we have been given orders. We're all given different orders just as they are in the military. We all have our orders and we need to move forward
and
what our orders are. You know, and you'll find peace and security and just a great sense within yourself when you know that you've done.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's like when you know that you've done what you're supposed to do, you can just, you sit back, you have peace with that.
Right.
You know, if you struggle with what the orders are, there's no peace there.
Right.
Because you're not yielding to what the general is telling you to do.
Right. And when we're following the orders and following the leading of the Holy Spirit, life turns out much better. James?
I tell you what, God usually sends you somewhere where you can do the most good.
That's right.
Right?
Sure He does.
And I believe that's where my calling's for, the
sure.
homeless.
Sure.
Because I've been homeless.
Right.
You know, I know what that feeling's like.
Yes.
I know what it is, to lay on a cardboard box.
Right.
So, like last week when we took the food out.
Yes.
You know,
and, we had a big lunch after church last Sunday, and we had a lot of leftovers.
Yeah, we didn't minister any. We didn't say about God, but we let our light shine through being silent and handing out.
Absolutely.
Food,
you opened your car, and there's all the food.
And you know what's weird is we didn't have to go far. It's
right
around the corner from our house.
Wow.
Because there's homeless everywhere.
Everywhere. There are.
And, you know, the funny part is Maya's mom actually was working in this mission a while back. And some of the people that are there remember Maya.
Wow.
And here it is years later that we're returning right back to where Maya was a teenager.
Wow.
We're going right back to that same spot. and picking up where it was left off.
And because perhaps maybe you didn't say anything about Jesus, the very act of kindness is Jesus. Because yeah. God is good and God is kind.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, when we have our Thanksgiving dinner on November 18th for the church, we'll have leftovers.
Oh, yeah.
And so they'll eat again, yeah. You know, from
our
bounty.
Well, we will, too, at our house. We've already planned that whatever we have left over.
Right.
And we have a few that we know in, you know, in our neighborhood that are homeless that will right. be at our house.
And we will pray that, that not just the food will be what they need, but that they'll be open to yeah. God's love for them. And with all that said, this topic of Acts 10, of Peter being willing to get out of his comfort zone and go with three strangers 35 miles away to have his total life turned upside down, because now he's ministering not just to Jews, but he's ministering to Jews and Gentiles. And from that point on, that's the way it was going to be. It was a suddenly moment that totally changed his life. Nan, you and I talk about suddenly moments a lot. And we believe in those. And we believe that God has preordained suddenly moments, don't we? You want to comment, Nan? Life-changing, usually.
Very life-changing. And you and I have discussed specifically the
right.
suddenly moments
sure.
of things that he has promised. And suddenly is the way that he moves. And suddenly
yes.
is the way he's going to move. And suddenly is the way he's going to move with Beacon. As we're branching out and moving out, suddenly he will be moving. And we'll see it. We'll all see it come through.
Amen. Amen, and we are seeing it. People Need the Lord by Avalon. Great song. Since Betty wanted us to play it. Oh,
every day they pass me by, I can see it in their empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their sight.
Praise God. People need the Lord. So very true. Living the Good Life is a show we do every single Sunday afternoon for 2 hours. The 2 hours go by very quickly. There's a bunch of us on the radio team. We are doing it for a reason. We are here to bring the good news of the gospel week after week and to give people hope. Nan, here's another. God has given you another poem, hasn't he? And this is so weird when you're on. This happens. It doesn't always happen. Once in a while it happens. Sometimes it doesn't. What did he just now give you?
People need to know me. Will you share me with them? They need to know I'm here and that upon me they can depend. Often they don't have the answers, but that is where I come in. Hmm. They need to know all about me and that upon me they can depend.
Yeah.
Will you carry this message to them? Child, old child, can I depend upon you? Seek out those who are lost. Allow my love to shine through.
Oh, so
and,
good.
And, you know, that song that you played, I haven't really discussed it with you, but, you know, there's a real rustling within my spirit, is the only way I can say it. It's been going on for a little while now, of reaching out to people. And I listen to a lot of Christian songs, and that one I play and I play and I play and I play. And I cry almost every time I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
why?
There's people need the Lord, they just like
God.
The song says. We have a great present.
Right.
It's like a big present that we can just present. We can present that present to them, and they're in need of that. And we're his conduits. We're the ones he
sure.
flows through to reach out to them.
And that's
the love of
why
the Lord.
We do this show week after
Absolutely.
Week all these years, because we feel that the good news of the gospel is worth getting out there and investing in our audience, which we do every week financially. James and Maya, I'm going to give you both an opportunity to make kind of a final statement here, whatever you want to say about this big subject we've been on today. But wow, it's been wild. Maya, go ahead. Talk to us.
It's been so wild.
Yeah, it has, hasn't it? I mean, it's been emotional. It's kind of tore our hearts, and yet it's been full of truth.
Yeah. It's true. People do need the Lord. I feel like everybody struggles with such deep insecurities and self-doubt. Me included. It's a roller coaster. Just today at lunch, what was I saying all the time? I'm so annoying. I'm one of those pains in the butt kind of
yeah,
people.
And we kept saying, quit saying that. You're not that. You're not that, girl. You're not.
And then just before we came here, we went down to the beach walk, and
right.
all I did was just sit there and stare out at the water, at just the beauty and the majesty
yes.
of it. And God speaks. I know some people, God speaks, you know, through the words. Some people, God speaks through poems. To me, God speaks to me through music. And
yes.
I sat there and stared out at the beauty of the water. And he just sent different worship songs into my heart.
Wow.
And I sat there and I just sang.
Praise
and,
God.
And just felt the wind.
Woo!
And I wanted to read. And I tried pulling up my Bible app on my phone and it didn't work. And I tried pulling up a different way on my phone and it didn't work. So I was just meant to just
sit
there
and worship.
And worship and soak
yes.
it in. And that's all I did.
Yes.
And I didn't care who was around me.
Right.
I sang as loud as I wanted to. I sang as soft as I wanted to. And that's all I did. I tried to pray. And for some reason, I couldn't. My mind was completely blank. And for me, my biggest thing is my life verse is Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathens and I will be exalted among the nations.
Praise
and
God.
That will always be my life verse among others. But I have to always remember that if anybody knows me, I am a very chaotic person. I'm always talking, I'm always going, and I'm always very loud. But there are these moments where I need to be quiet.
You're just in the crucible, you know. You're in the refiner's fire.
Oh, always, always, constantly. He always has me in there. One day I'm going to come out and just be as sparkly as ever. And that's good because I like to sparkle. But me being loud is a good thing, because when we were leaving Wendy's today at lunch, some guy came up to me and he goes, oh my goodness, I just loved your stories. You have phenomenal stories. Everybody else had left. It was just me and James. He's like, you know, good. I hope your brother does good in the military, and I hope this, and I hope you were okay. And I told James, I said, see, never tell me to be quiet again, because me being loud, me, my Jesus well, light reaches great. The world.
That's cool. Thank
so
you,
I'm
Maya.
A blessing without even knowing it.
There you go. Thank you. We're about out of time. James, want to give you a final thought. And thank you, Maya, for sharing that. And Nan. Go ahead, James.
God commands us to go out and spread his
word. He does.
He doesn't command us to sit there and read it while we're at church on Sunday. He doesn't command us to sit in a pew and listen to it every time.
You're right.
We were reading, and I can't find it earlier where we were talking. I think it was Galatians, and I went back ahead. And it was the verse. It said, once you have faith, you are no longer needed of a tutor.
Yeah, right, Galatians,
That basically tells you, when your faith is there, go out and share it.
Share it.
Show people your faith.
Amen. People need the Lord. Nan, did you have anything else to add?
Just I pray that they seek the Lord.
Amen.
and the what has been discussed today will be resonant within their spirits.
Amen.
And that they'll be stirred, and even challenged to say, "Wow, I want more of God."
Yes.
Because everyone has a ministry.
Right.
Everyone's not called to be a preacher or a minister.
Right.
Apostle. We all have a calling on our lives, and I just pray that if they don't know their calling, ask God. He'll lead them in the calling.
Exactly.
And then they need to move forward for Him as a good soldier.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, all of you, and Betty and Megan. So this has been Living the Good Life, and we are on every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2-hour show, and we just share the Word of God, play some great music, talk, and really try to boil it down to our everyday lives and how these passages affect us. And I believe we've done a really powerful job of that today, really bringing this home to where we all live. And we hope you as an audience will understand these truths. If you want to contact me personally, my email is pastor@bohmglobal.com. My associate pastor is Pastor Jim at bohmglobal.com. See, I had mine first, so he became Pastor Jim. I'm just pastor, so that's the way it was. So you can also text us at 888-4171. It's 727-888-4171. And join us Thursday night for our Go Yard show, Life Coaching. And it's a great time to get some free counseling. And join us this Thursday night right here on this station, 6:06 p.m. for Go Yard with Dr. Angel and me, Mama Mac, my other name. So we have a busy week ahead, and we'll do a Facebook post. So you can friend me or go to our Beacon of Hope Ministries page. On Facebook, it's the one with the lighthouse, has a lot of colors in it, and you can find the post there. So that's what we got going on this week, and a whole lot going on. So we'd like to just pray for you right now. Dear Lord, we ask that you take our listeners, the truths of this show, and bring them right down to where they live. Make it part of their lives. And Lord, if any of them are away from you, let this show bring them closer to you. And Lord, that's our goal always, to draw closer to you. Your word says when we draw close to you, you do draw close to us. And so, Lord, we thank you for that promise. So, Lord, we just bless our listeners, whether they listen live today or whether they'll listen later on podcast. And we give you the glory and the praise for what you've done today. In Jesus' name, amen. You can go to tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcast tab. And go to the name of this show, Living the Good Life, to listen to this again. It'll be up later tonight or tomorrow, and it stays up. So go to the podcast tab, go to Living the Good Life. Our Thursday night show is Go Yard, and that's how you can get some of these shows that will be a blessing to you. So here we go. Final song we use all the time. It's not far from the love of God. You run to Him, He is right there for you. God bless every single one of you. Have a great week, and know that God loves you very, very much. His loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and He will lead you safely to His side. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, Nan, Maya, James, Betty, and Megan bringing you the Word of God today. See you next week.